Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And there's a draw coming up. Over to you, Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, we have a number of GA draws to look forward to over the course of the next couple of Mondays here on the show. And today, we're going to throw the ball in with the quarterfinal draw for the Tailteann Cup. The four group winners will host a county which came through the preliminary games on Saturday. GA President Larry McCarthy joins me here in studio, as does Fergal McGill, Director of Club Player and Games Administration at the GAA. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome.
Good morning, Darren.
Now, let's take it through how this will work this morning. In Bowl 1, which is Larry's Bowl, we have the group winners. Each of these sides will have home advantage in the last eight, and they are Limerick, Cavan, Meath and Antrim. And then in Bowl 2, we have Carlow, Wexford, Down and Laois. They're the four teams that won on Saturday. And the draw, I have to say as well, is subject to avoidance of repeat pairings from the group stages. So there's a whole host of restrictions potentially here, and that includes Limerick. They're unable to play Carlow again. Cavan can't take on Laois. Meath won't meet Down, and Antrim can't play Wexford. So if they come out of the bowls, we'll address those if and when they arise. The draw is coming to you live here on Radio 1. You can also watch proceedings on the RTÉ News channel and the RTÉ player. Let's begin. Larry McCarthy, will you give that bowl one final little swirl for me, please, and draw our first team? And just a reminder again, these will be the home teams.
First team out, Darren, is Antrim.
Okay, so Antrim are the first team out. They cannot play Wexford here. So out on the first day of the championship on the 8th of April today, the 12th of June, and they're still competing. They cannot be drawn against Wexford.
And they're going to play Carlow.
So it's Antrim and Carlow in the first quarterfinal of the Tailteann Cup. You can go again, Larry. Our next group winner will be...
On V.
Okay, and they will play... Meath, I have to say, cannot be drawn here against... they can't play Down here, isn't that right? Yeah.
Meath have been drawn against Wexford.
And Wexford are out next. Okay, Larry, you can go again. Wexford and Laois, the only third place teams in the group to progress. That was pretty interesting, I thought, over the weekend. This is our third pairing.
Limerick.
Limerick are out next. Limerick cannot play Carlow, who've been drawn already. They're the only Munster team left. Saw them against Longford, actually. Very good team.
And Limerick, Darren, have been drawn against Down. Now, as I make it, the last two teams in the bowl are Cavan and Laois. So I'm going to draw again to see who Limerick will play.
Okay, so basically Down drop down to that fourth fixture.
Correct, Darren.
Yeah.
And Limerick will play Laois.
Okay, so it's Limerick and Laois. And Uachtaráin, you can pull out the final one. We know who it is. But just to confirm, Laois, the surprise package in this draw, I think, this morning.
Cavan.
So it is Cavan. Cavan will have home advantage against Down. There we have it. Interesting draw. Cavan, of course, beaten finalists in 2022. And they're playing like a team that might want to win this competition this year, I think. I'm going to just go through those fixtures again and confirm them all. These are they, the four quarterfinals. Antrim against Carlow, Meath against Wexford, Limerick will face Laois, and it's Cavan against Down. And just to, I guess, re-emphasise as well, those games take place next weekend, isn't that right? And the times and dates, they'll be confirmed later on today by the GAA. Larry McCarthy, the Tailteann Cup, I know you're a huge fan of this. This was something you were really keen to get off the ground and to push during your term as president. Has it been a success so far?
It's been a huge success, Darren, with the caveat that New York lost last Saturday, but it has been a huge success. Aside from that, I would suggest to you, the enthusiasm which is embraced by everybody has been wonderful. And we'll continue to develop it and push it, as you suggest. And there'll be a wonderful occasion when we get to the final.
Yes.
But I mean, the idea was that we would give more teams more games, and that certainly has been the way.
Yeah, go easy on the Leitrim man here in studio now with the New York talk as well. I'm not sure you're quite over that one, Fergal, are you?
Still traumatised, Darren, if I'm being honest.
Larry, I think this season has been an absolute whirlwind. Like, so much drama, so many games. And is there too many games? I know we want to change, but now do we have too many matches on our hands?
No, we don't, Darren, because, I mean, the training to matches ratio was too poor initially, so we had to give players more games, and that's what we've done. The consequence of that is there are an awful lot more matches, but players are enjoying it. And they're getting, you know, great fun and a great kick out of it. And it's a challenge for managers because, you know, they have to have more players ready to play every weekend as a consequence of the games coming thick and fast. But no, we don't have too many games.
Sure. I was at a couple of big matches last weekend in Ulster, the game in Ballybuffet and Oma, and especially the game I thought Armagh and were playing Tyrone at Healy Park. It wasn't quite the same atmosphere as you'd normally expect in a big championship game between these two counties. Do you think with so many games it's maybe taken from the atmosphere and the crowd, the attendance?
Well, if you have more games, you're going to have probably less crowds at each of the games individually. So perhaps that has happened, all right. But the very fact that there's more games is more opportunity for people to go to games and more opportunity for players to play.
Sure. The hurling yesterday, two cracking games, weren't they?
Two cracking games is right. You know, followed up by a great weekend in hurling last weekend with the Ring Racket and Mar finals. Absolutely brilliant, and more to come.
Mm. Well, do you think the two finals were on yesterday in both in Limerick and in Croke Park? Two huge games, and they were absolutely belters of games, Larry. Do you think it is, you know, right maybe that they're both on at the same day, right up against each other, because so many people are missing out on one or the other?
Well, I think it's something we'll look at. Belters of games, you certainly put your finger on that as in terms of what happened yesterday. But yeah, I think we will look at it. Having the two of them on the one day is not optimal for us.
Okay. Could it be changed for next season, do you think?
It could be changed for next season. We'll get the CCC to look at it, I think.
Okay. Larry McCarthy, thanks for joining us here for our Tailteann Cup draw, and to Fergal McGill as well. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on the show. Just to go through some of the other stories of the day, and we will focus on that hurling and mention the wonderful performances from Limerick, who are Munster champions again, and Kilkenny, who landed the Leinster decider. Both teams won by a point. Limerick making it five in a row with that win against Clare, and then Kilkenny beating Galway also by a point, and only after they scored a goal with the last puck of the game. That goal scored by Killian Buckley deep in injury time, and he's been talking to Mike McCartney.
Don't get myself into those positions all too often, so for it to land to me and for it to finish like it did, as I say, a moment that'll live with me forever.
Talk me through it when you go down the field. It's real Rye of the Rover stuff, and suddenly Kilkenny are in there, yeah, battling for possession.
Sure it is, and this is it. This is probably the moments that aren't remembered. It was TJ in the corner there. There was a few lads with him, and they won the possession in the corner there, and I was looking around. I found my space, myself in space in the 21-14-yard line, and it actually so happened to be a Galway player that ended up kicking the ball to me among all the messing that was going on there. So for it to land to me there and for it to open up, doesn't happen every day, so it was great. And after that, did look for a pass, no pass on, and then what they have to do when you're on the 14-yard line is a shoot. So the boys tell me it was a rasper of a shot, so yeah, let's see.
It's gas, isn't it? Killian Buckley, the lads had to tell him, I think there's flashed by him, didn't it, at that moment, but a brilliant goal it was too. Irish manager Stephen Kenny's confirmed that under-21 striker Tom Cannon is taking time to reflect on his international future. Born and reared in Liverpool, he qualifies to play for Ireland through his Irish grandparents. He's been capped at under-19, 20 and 21 level, but he's been approached by the English under-21 side. In the golf, Rory McIlroy came up short in his bid to win a third consecutive Canadian Open. He tied ninth. Nick Taylor became the first Canadian to win this particular event in 69 years. And I tell you what, he did it in some serious style. A 72-foot eagle putt on the fourth playoff hole to win it. How about that? Shane Lowry finished inside the top 50. And finally in the tennis, Novak Djokovic beat Casper Ruud to win the French Open. It's a men's record 23rd Grand Slam title.